I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris, what is that word when you think you're sick because you see it somewhere?
Hypochondriac. Are you a hypochondriac?
Not normally, but I saw something on the flu this morning. Mm-hmm. When I was watching KCTV5 like I do every morning.
Yeah.
And there was something on the flu. And there was something on how the flu is becoming a big, huge thing here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. I just heard a news article also in Michigan or Wisconsin. People are dying all over from the flu.
Okay, I didn't need to hear all that part. Okay. I just heard that people were getting it.
And dying, unfortunately.
I got my flu shot. Why?
I'm not convinced, but I'm not convinced.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put it in my body. Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Put worse things in.
We have.
So I saw it on the news, and then I'm worried about you because mm-hmm. you haven't been feeling well.
No, I'm actually going through a hot flash right now. You can see my skin's turning all red.
It is turning red. And now my bell feels weird. And that is my stomach, by the way.
Bell.
Yes, bell. Bell feels weird.
That's a new one for me.
Like a kind of...
You don't think of like, do I have the flu?
I don't know.
A low-grade
fever? Did you give it to me?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't feel that good right now.
We didn't kiss or anything, so we didn't
this
transfer.
Time, today, didn't kiss. That's because we kissed yesterday.
Ooh, probably was still sick yesterday. Viruses last more than a few days. Or if it's bacterial. What if I have bacterial meningitis?
Is that how you get pink eye?
No.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacey Moody is doing so well.
Oh my gosh. I'm so impressed.
She lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, which is as much as a golf club carrier thingamabobber.
Yeah, she likes putting that on her Instagram. The things that are the equivalent of the weight that she lost, mm-hmm. which is great. I mean, to see something physically, that's an example of something that you lost.
Yeah, that was in your skin and now it's not. You've literally melted
Remember
away.
Remember that I just told you I don't feel good?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I had eggs this morning.
What kind of eggs?
Oh, first off, Stacey Moody is not here today or tomorrow because of training for her other job, but she'll be in on Thursday. And her amazing health and wellness journey that she has gone through in the past month and a half
mm-hmm.
is so admirable. And we're at the point right now where people are giving up on their New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving up on their weight goals and stuff. And so we're going to extensively talk about that
on
Thursday.
I can't wait because I've always I for one need to cut back on sugar. I'm afraid to, so I want to see how she did it, because I would love to follow her footsteps.
Yeah, like really did it and feels better, and it's going to be hella inspiring, especially if if you're teetering on the line now. What is it, the 8th, the 7th? The 7th, where you've been trying to do something for 7 days in a row. Habit forms at, 20-something? Yeah, so you're not quite there yet. I mean, you can always take a couple days off of this and then just, continue back. But we're going to talk to Stacey about that coming up on Thursday.
Can't wait.
Super inspiring. I mean, she did it. She made it past the first
mm-hmm.
X amount of days. But if you remember, Buzz family wouldn't because they weren't physically in the studio with us. But when she started her weight loss goal, she ate eggs in the morning.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And it stunk, Buzz fam. This studio was so gross smelling.
If you're not eating eggs yourself, you don't want to be smelling eggs.
Especially in a little room that is soundproof, so therefore really just kind of keeps the smell
yeah.
in here. I think if...
It kind of hit a hint of the...
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, healthy. She ate eggs in the morning. I probably should. So I made myself eggs in the morning, and maybe that's why my bell.
Scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Do you put milk in your eggs?
No.
What?
You just put eggs in there.
You gotta put... Oh, you don't put milk in your scrambled eggs to add up to the substance into it?
I don't think so, no. I know I don't. But is that what makes it better? Is that why I'm not feeling well?
No, I figured because... Well, my father used to tell me that... people who would add the milk to it, mm-hmm. that they used to be lower income, so they needed to add to the amount of food that they had. And so when he was a child, he would have a Campbell's tomato soup. And on the can it said, add 1 cup of water to it. And he said, I couldn't do that because that's what the poors did. Now, my father was so poor growing up, so it's funny that he would say this because they did not have a dime to their name. And so he would like have to fill it with milk because he didn't want to be associated with them.
You just described my entire childhood. The SNL that had Eddie Murphy right before Christmas, they were playing Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Did you see this episode?
Was it the recent one?
Yeah.
The Mr. The Robinson neighborhood?
Yes. Let's stop there. But when they were doing Jeopardy, mm-hmm. dot Jeopardy, they said it was sponsored by Add Some Water to It. And my mother and I watched this together and we were dying because it's so true. It's like, how do you want to get the rest of the tomato sauce out of the bottle? Throw some water in it.
No.
You want to add to your soap? Just add some water to it.
I literally, in the shampoo this morning, couldn't get any out. Put it up to the shower, add some water, got it out, was able to shampoo my hair.
Add a little water to it.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, happening right here in Kansas City. They were going to do some crazy paving.
Paving?
Yeah. I mean, they were dirt roads.
Yeah,
a lot of
they
this.
Were.
And I mean, I'm not going into that old town road song right now, even
Please
though I
don't.
Want to. Right. But yeah, they decided that there were going to be a bunch of paving projects in 1920 here in Kansas City, and I've got a list of them.
Fantastic.
And a little bit more information about them. There'll be something. It'll make sense. It'll mm-hmm. all make sense. It always
good, good.
Does.
Okay.
But will you kick us off
Absolutely.
With the music history, please?
On this day in music history in 2003, In the Club was released by 50 Cent.
Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck.
Okay, I forgot. That was edited, right?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, all right, just gonna turn that back down. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't give a fly.
Nope.
Because it's your birthday. Okay, all right.
This, on this day in music history, 1970, the man whose farm was used for Woodstock is sued by his neighboring farmers.
Property damage.
I bet there's a lot of it. On this day in music history, 1950, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer hits number one on the Billboard.
Can you sing a little bit of it? Because I didn't grab a clip.
No.
Then let's move on to regular history.
Regular history.
All right, yes.
In 2015, the infamous Charlie Hebdo shooting occurred.
Yeah, and I've got a little bit of information about what that was all about.
Charlie Hebdo is a satirical French weekly. In 2006, Charlie Hebdo published a series of cartoons depicting the prophet Muhammad weeping. The issue drew attention and lawsuits, and Charlie Hebdo continued to show the prophet. They put him on the cover in 2011 with the title 100 Lashes If You Don't Die of Laughter. That year, the magazine's headquarters were firebombed at night.
Oh. All right, move on. So
on this day in history, in 2002... Bill Gates introduced a new Microsoft device called the Smart Display.
I did some research on this.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically the first touchscreen tablet, and it used Wi-Fi.
Advanced for its time.
Yeah, for 2002. But it was introduced in 2003. Like mm-hmm. They built it and started making it, and it was discontinued in December of 2003.
Long run there.
Yeah, and it was originally supposed to be $500, but... it ended up costing...
how much?
$1,500. So nobody wanted it.
Three times the price?
Yeah, but it was like the first tablet.
Was it touchscreen because like with your fingers or touchscreen with a little pointer thingamabobber?
Little pointer thingamabobber.
Yeah, that's not as cool.
Mm-mm.
This day in history, 1999, the Senate trial for the impeachment of Mr. Bill Clinton begins.
The Constitution says that a president can be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, but the Constitution does not define what those terms mean. So they're up to Congress to define.
Prosecutors emphasize the real issue here is not sex, but the president allegedly subverting the legal system by getting others to lie and obstructing justice.
That was why I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm. History seems to repeat itself.
Yeah. Also, 1 year earlier to the day in 1998, Monica Lewinsky had to sign an affidavit that said that she did not have sex with Bill Clinton.
Yeah. What defines sexual relations? This day in history in 1992, AT&T released the video telephone and it cost $1,500.
Yeah. It was called the Video Phone 2500 and it didn't last.
No.
Because you needed another one to work it.
So $3,000.
Yes, $3,000 for you and your friend to be able to video chat back in 1992. But this is the really interesting thing. Video chatting?
Mm-hmm.
Guess when that technology was created?
70s?
30s.
What?
1930s.
How?
World's Fair. Look it up. In New York City, the World's Fair, there was technically a video phone.
I'm going to look for that picture.
Mm-hmm.
This day in history, in 1990, the Leaning Tower of Pisa is closed to the public.
Because it leaned too much? And I looked for so many songs about leaning and rap songs. And like, I was going to make a joke about a pimp lean. But really, yeah. This is why the stupid thing leans.
Well, the original foundations were squared by 3 meter deep and set on soft, marshy ground. Not ideal for 14.5 tons of marble on top. Now, pretty early on in the construction of the tower, the builders realized that the tower was actually leaning on the lower levels. So they actually created the upper levels at a slightly different angle, going straight up. So if you look at the profile of the tower now, you actually realize it curves ever so slightly, a bit like a banana.
Okay, did you get that?
That had to have been an architectural disaster.
Yes, but then they kept building it. That's how I would fix a problem. That's me with building anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like even doing the wallpaper project in my apartment, it looks great. But we found a couple mistakes that we just kind of slid stuff over instead of redoing it.
Sometimes you gotta get them that way.
I assume that when you build things that they are absolutely perfect, measured perfectly.
You should see the trim in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should not see the trim in my apartment.
On this day in history, 1969, U.S. Congress doubles the president's salary.
Hopefully you didn't look at my notes on the right, because that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think the president makes per year now?
All right, I already know this. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
$400,000.
You are correct. Yes.
You know what the first presidential salary was for George Washington?
Mm-mm.
$25,000.
I did know that. Mm-hmm. I read it all today. It went up from $100,000 a year to $200,000 a year on this day in 1969. That was for Nixon. But the vice president, do you know how much the vice president makes?
Probably the limit at like 182.
It's actually the same salary as the Chief Justice of the United States and the Speaker of the House.
Do we know what that is?
Nope.
We'll look that up.
I had to take a shower so I could get here, so I didn't get all of that information. Let's keep going with On This Day in History.
In 1967, on this day, the Newlywed Game premieres on ABC.
Now, listen to these people back in the day just kind of jab at each other for the Newlywed Game. This is the intro to the Newlywed Game.
From Hollywood, in color, here come the Newlyweds. These newlyweds never really dated because they both worked nights, so their first real date was their wedding. Couple number two. This newlywed groom says his bride is an excellent cook, as long as she sticks to hot dogs. Couple number four. She claims that no food in their house goes to waste, because he eats it all and it goes to his waistline. Those are our newlyweds for today.
No wonder divorces have 50%. Like, listen to how you talk. All of that. I still can't get a text back. Still can't get a text back.
This day in history, 1927, the first transatlantic telephone service is established. From New York City to London.
31 calls were made that day. From New York City to London or
vice I'm sure that was not cheap to make that call.
No. No, probably it cost as much as the damn video phone from 1992.
$12 a minute. On this day in history in 1904, the distress signal CQD was established, which is later replaced by SOS.
This isn't fun because you're smart. Like, when I did this, I love Dustin, but he's a child.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did it together, he wouldn't know. But do you know what CQD stands for?
Oh, I don't
think... It's so what you would think.
Quick distressed?
Drowning.
Come quickly drowning.
Come quick drowning. And I've got a clip from our favorite everything.
CQD, sir?
That's right, CQD, the distress call. Tell whoever responds that we're going down by the head and need immediate assistance.
Maybe we should try that new distress call. SOS. It may be our only chance to use it.
Titanic, the greatest movie ever made.
Of course.
Ever made.
When I was younger, there was a radio show that I was listening to, and one of the trivia questions was, what was the distress signal before SOS? And they wouldn't give me the phone number, and I was waiting like, I know the answer to this! Nobody would get it. They finally had to give multiple choice, and after like a dozen people, they finally got it. But if I would have had the phone number, I would have won, and was I was it, like 8 years old.
Was it here? Was it the buzz? I'm sure we'd be like, that sounds like something we would do. Be like, all right, here's the question. Never give out the phone number.
Oh,
damn it.
In this day in history, in 1894, William Kennedy Dixon receives a patent for the motion picture film.
Okay, so this is, and I'm only going to play like a millisecond of it because it sounds horrible. But this is audio from the very first film ever made by William Kennedy Dixon. Now, perhaps you've seen this video. That's it, I can't play with all those snaps. It's a person playing a violin into a giant horn. And okay. Then two men slow dancing.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Google it. It's the first film ever made with sound, obviously, because the first other one was the horse running back in 18, whatever. But William Kennedy Dixon worked for Thomas Edison. So he created that for Edison. Then Edison, you know, patents it and becomes like the person that creates the first film camera. So.
What?
Originally, the movie capital of the world was not Hollywood at all. It was in New Jersey.
Really?
They were making films there all the time. But it moved to Hollywood because Edison was kind of a dick. And he wanted a little bit from anything made with his camera. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody made a film with his camera and then they put it on the cinema. Yes, correct. He wanted a percentage of it. And so
it worked.
They were kind of upholding that in New Jersey. So literally, people were like, well, let's just move the hell away from Edison. They moved to the furthest place, Hollywood, California. And that is why the film industry is in Los Angeles, California.
Because of pettiness. I love that.
Because Edison wanted a little bit of everybody's artwork. And they were like, bleep, bleep, you.
I mean, it can only take so much, right?
Right. I mean, he made the invention. I get it. But what people do with it, you don't get to have a part of that.
No, you already sold the camera.
Exactly. Anyway, so yeah, again, that's the reason that the motion picture industry is in Los Angeles.
Fascinating.
Right? And 100 years ago, on the front page of the Kansas City Star, January 7th, 1920, street improvements are programmed for 1920, and they're being hurried, but contractors are having difficulty obtaining material. Kansas City is getting paved in parts of the city, and they're getting brick paved, which sounds awful.
Those are great. The roads that are made out of bricks?
Yeah, it's awful.
They're so vintage and cool. You don't like those? How would you not?
Because even my car that has very good shocks goes.
Yeah, but that's part of the experience and the joy. Knowing that these are the roads that were traveled probably by horse and buggy 100 years ago as well.
Well, that's what they were doing. Because it used to be dirt out here. Literally dirt. The ground, it was dirt. So some of the places that are getting paved, Troost between 31st and 33rd, Grand and Walnut from 51st to Rock Springs, Westport and Independence Road, Brookside Boulevard from 63rd to Myers, and Swope Parkway. Yeah. So 100 years ago, they're making plans to actually start paving this town. And I do agree with you. It is pretty historic and nostalgic because there is an area downtown. I think it's like, I don't know exactly where it is, but the actual pavement that we use today has worn away.
And you can see the
bricks.
Underneath.
Yeah, which is the bricks. And so maybe that's what they laid 100 years ago here in Kansas City. And so it's kind of historic, but it also may pop your tires. So
it might.
Anyway, all right. Tell us about the unofficial holidays today.
We've got Old Rock Day.
Literally rock, not music.
Are we celebrating, isn't that kind of like Earth Day? We're celebrating an old rock?
You are way too analytical for 6:37 in the morning. All right. Going, Chris, what
else? This is also, I'm not going to take it anymore day. Followed by bobblehead day.
You know my dad had a bobblehead made of me, right?
I do. I saw it. It's in your apartment.
I need to put it on my Instagram. I'll do that. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Bobblehead day. Yeah. Nothing is creepier than walking by a bobblehead of yourself.
And it's already bobbing.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when there's no wind or anything. I'm like, oh my God, you eat my soul. You're going to eat my soul.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
You know that I love to swim.
Yes.
I'm a little fishy fish.
Me too.
And it is the best exercise.
It is, because you're not using your joints.
Mm-hmm. You just get to float around. I mean, it's very hard. It's very, 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 very hard.
Good for your heart.
By the way, I'm seeing a lot of members of the Buzz family that are getting into swimming.
Yeah.
$50 on Amazon. Waterproof MP3 players with waterproof headphones. You have to get waterproof headphones as well.
How does the headphones stay in your ears when you're swimming?
Vaseline. Mm. Tiny little bit of Vaseline. It's like running on a treadmill. You're exercising, but you don't hear anything. It's just boring. You have to sit there and think about everything while you're swimming and looking at a black line at the bottom of the pool. Swimming improved 90% because you have music now. You're not just sitting there thinking about why you asked that person to prom.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the enjoyment of swimming, no?
Being alone in your head?
Yeah.
You enjoy being alone in your head? All I want to do is stop my thoughts. Yesterday, I finally made it out to the new Shawnee Mission Aquatic Center.
That like $28 million swimming pool area?
Yes.
How was it?
They've got Olympic size lanes.
That's awesome.
It's huge. It's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened a couple weeks ago, but it's closed right now. Somebody did a kickflip on a light. It broke the light and there was glass everywhere in the pool. So they have to drain the entire brand new pool. Then they have to find all the glass.
Uh-huh.
Then they have to fill up the pool and put the chemicals in it. So they were like, we're thinking in about a week. I was like, I looked at your pool. I was like, no. And they're like, yeah, I know. We mean like a couple weeks. But, oh, God, it's a beautiful. Oh, I just want to swim my laps in that brand new beautiful pool in Lenexa. But we can't because that happened.
Oh, that's frustrating. You think with a $28 million pool, they'd be able to get some fixtures that would stay up.
Right? What's going on with that light? Where'd they get that light? Amazon?
Probably.
Hey. Don't speak poorly about Amazon.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
You know that I want to mention my ridiculously great interviews with Hayley Williams here, but I won't.
No.
I'll just let you talk about it.
Just let that go, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hayley Williams officially released her new solo album, Date.
Okay.
She put some cryptic photos and videos on her Instagram with a dark moon and her breathing heavily.
Yeah, she's breathing heavily.
Which is weird. Mm-hmm. And it ends with 1-22-20. So we're assuming that new music should be released on January 22nd.
From Hayley Williams. Finally doing the solo thing.
On her own.
Even though it kind of feels like with the way that Paramore's been so many different versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing. It's been the Hayley Williams show. I don't know. We'll see. I'm super excited. Love Hayley Williams. Love everything that she does.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really exciting. 1-22. What is that next? Is that next Saturday?
We've got a couple weeks, yeah.
Okay, cool. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Cool.
All right. The University of New Mexico. I find this is amazing. You can go to their security office and go get some free coasters. Why would you get free coasters?
Yeah.
It can detect date rape drugs in your drink.
Really?
Yes. Okay, I thought maybe it'd be like you just put the drink on the coaster and it detects.
No, I imagine.
Not quite that advanced. Mm-hmm. You gotta put the drink on it and it'll turn blue if it detects any of the drugs.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. And they're giving them away for free at the University of New Mexico. I hope every single university will eventually give these away.
Yes. And then also all creeps. You can just like have them in your purse with condoms.
Yeah.
Just be like, all right, excuse me, let's do this.
Don't leave home without American Express. Don't leave home without a date rape.
That's incredible technology, and that's great, and I'm so glad that they're doing it for free because that is a big problem, and that's amazing. You've got a local story. Oh, I love the Steamboat Arabia.
I have not been there yet.
Why are you kidding me?
Well, I'm waiting to go with you.
I've been like 15 times.
We'll make it 16.
Okay. I'll tell you what the Steamboat Arabia is because I've been there.
Okay.
But I know the Buzz family is not a fan of the Steamboat Arabia.
I don't understand why.
Because Buzz used to do concerts in the River Market area.
And
Death Cab for Cutie were playing, and apparently something fell down there, and so we can't do concerts there anymore.
Ooh.
But the Steamboat Arabia, it was this steamboat that had basically like an entire city's worth of stuff that sunk on the Missouri. They found it.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it up and opened up what was in it, cleaned what's in it. It's the only place that you can see basically an entire store, civilization's worth of store, like a whole city store worth of stuff from before the Civil War in the world. And it's right there in River Market.
That's an incredible treasure.
It is.
So Timothy Gordon from the Antiques Roadshow, he has been invited to come in and appraise everything in there. He says this is Missouri's King Tut's tomb.
It is. I can't believe you haven't been. It's literally screaming your name.
I know.
They've got everything from like 500 pens to a bunch of beads to like door handles. And they're all gorgeous. But they're also behind like 50 feet of glass.
Yeah.
Because obviously you and I would be like, we need two of those. One of those. It is the most beautiful collection of anything I have ever seen. And it exists here.
Yeah. Things in immaculate condition. The owner, Timothy Gordon, said that the things are practically brand new and untouched.
Yes, yeah.
But we don't know when the appraisal will be complete. There's going to be a lot of things to appraise.
Yeah, so we have no date on when this is going to be on Antiques Roadshow, but that is incredible.
Oh, boy.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Christopher, there are a lot of things that you don't have to buy the nicest version of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a couple things that are very important to buy the nicest. You deserve that.
You have to splurge on a few select items.
That's what I'm saying. Toilet paper is one of those things.
Absolutely.
Except if you're your brother who lives with you.
He has been living with me for about 4 years now in my basement.
And does he pay rent?
Maybe 1 or 2 months out of the year.
What?
So no. So can you imagine? I only charge him $250 a month. So $250 times 10 times 4. Add that up.
Nope, can't do that.
So,
it just makes me mad.
Yeah, he did said something over the holiday that kind of a little bit got under my skin because of what we just discussed.
Okay.
We're at my parents' house, and he was complaining about their lack of quality toilet paper.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, who are you to judge first your parents' toilet paper? And then so when we get back to our place, my wife and I do splurge on the most expensive toilet paper because we like that nice softness.
Yes, you need to.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure if this is too passive aggressive, but I'm going to go buy the cheapest, thinnest half-ply toilet paper I can.
Scott?
Scott Paper.
No.
And only stock his toilet bathroom with that toilet paper. And I'm going to hide the good stuff in my bathroom and just stock the house and see and wait if he complains about that.
What's in there now, quality-wise?
Charmin.
Oh, my God. And you're about to change it into Scott?
Yeah, going from about $22 a pack to you know, 99 cents.
Yes. Scott is the worst.
So I dare him to complain about the quality of the toilet paper.
He's going to.
I can't wait. And I'm going to be like, if you feel that the quality of our toilet paper is not enough, you are more than welcome to go splurge on the toilet paper yourself,
yes,
right?
I also love how you stock your own brother's toilet and... He doesn't pay rent. We stock mine? Shoot, I didn't know it was such a... I didn't know you were running an Airbnb with your brother. And he's just like somebody that's been there for so long that...
Well, one of my strengths and flaws is my love language is service. So,
it's true.
To the detriment.
It's true. How long do you think until he notices? He's going to... Come on, man.
It's going to be not even the next day. And he'd be like, why aren't you guys getting the good toilet paper? Like, well, we can't afford it anymore. And be like, if you would like to, I'm not stopping you from going to get good toilet paper. He's going to go and he'll buy a 2-pack for himself. Just like he goes and buys a half gallon of milk.
What?
Or a single use piece of cheese from the store.
This is what?
He literally went to the deli and bought one slice of cheese.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
We talked about this yesterday around 8:30. So if you listen to the podcast, Buzz Fam, it was on there. But if you didn't, my therapist wants me to start dating.
Again.
Even though I'd rather just die than date. And she wants me to online date.
Had massive success doing that so far.
Shut up. Just because you have the woman of your dreams and a beautiful daughter and you guys are super in love and you probably still do it a lot doesn't mean that it does mean that you're the expert. At least you're getting everything right. And obviously I'm doing everything wrong.
I'm just trying to help you, Jordan.
I know. And so yesterday we went over my dating profile that I filled out.
Like a doctoral form you do at the clinic when you have to give them your information.
I feel like things should be in a list. I don't want to read a blurb. I want to read a list. We live in a Twitter world.
I know, but you're not trying to attract yourself, right?
You no, wanna, I you, would you, hate to date myself. Are you see? Kidding me? Oh, my God.
This is
God.
Why it needs to be changed a little bit.
All right, fine. Whatever. I don't know what I'm doing. And we've also talked about how since you as a person have lived your entire life, you are aware of every single thing since, you know, every interaction, everything that's made you who you are. You have a very different view of how other people view you.
That's a nice way to put it.
And that was you, not you. I mean, you as a person, as everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think that I am very different because I know me 100%. You know you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But what we show the world is not 100%.
No.
It's probably a very small percent.
And a lot of times it's false.
Mm.
You're not putting any false images out there on this dating site, attracting some negative energy?
No. Well, I did catfish for a while, but I learned. Not a good idea. Because I have been catfished too, but we'll never get into that. So,
never?
Yeah, maybe for Mortified.
Yeah.
One day. But you know me really well. You do. You know, we really get each other on this weird level. And so if you are unable to write your own dating profile, suggestions are to have somebody that really knows you, that you trust, write it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was your
we
homework.
Did.
Did your wife help?
She looked it over and she loved it. She's like, I feel like this describes her perfectly.
What were some of your problems with the way that I wrote my profile yesterday when we were reading it?
You were just too, like, analytical. You were, no offense, a little boring. Because you need to bring people's emotions to it. And you're just like, I'm this and this and this. I'm looking for this and this and this. And people are scrolling right before they're even getting past the second period in the sentence.
It really means a lot when you tell me that I'm boring. It really means, I don't know.
But here's the thing, you're not boring though.
That's why I don't do well on dating websites. I do well in person. I don't even do well in person. What am I talking about? But at least in person, you get the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that to me does not translate on a dating site, on my dating profile, but you have doctored it.
I've tried. So. I try to take your lists and enunciate them into a sentence that people can feel emotions towards.
Okay. And we're going to compare because I still have what I wrote. And then we have your updated version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to change my dating profile to what you put. And we'll see if the honeys
mm-hmm.
start coming.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
If something needs to be fixed, I'm the kind of person that needs to fix it, even if it is my entire being.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to do a complete fresh start.
Yeah, it's Control-Alt-Delete of yourself.
Yep.
And a Control-Alt-Delete of my dating profile. Mm. So, if you just tuned in, my dating profile is apparently horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chris has decided to rewrite it.
For the benefit of you.
Of course, yeah. And this isn't going to hurt at all.
No.
Really?
I tried to, have your best interest in mind. I'm not here to humiliate you, and I want to find that right person who will be attracted to you because of who you are.
They don't exist. The limit does not exist. A piano fell on them. That's where I'm at. I hope my therapist isn't listening right now.
Remember, there's 8 billion people on this planet, and you're telling me not a single one of them is going to be construed to match your soul to end up happily together?
No, because they're all in open relationships here in Kansas City. Dot, 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 dot.
True.
Right.
Dot, dot.
Some people have 2. That's just one. I just want a text back. I want a text back.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read what I wrote originally
mm-hmm.
for these specific sections of my dating profile. And then Chris, you're then going to read what you and your wife collectively.
Yes, a more appropriate way to transfer the information.
Because you were so grossed out by how boring
I mean, was. People are just swiping left.
All right. So on my dating profile, the first thing says, most people that know me would say that I am, so I wrote, humorous, respectful, genuine, sociable, imaginative, stable, independent, optimistic, and considerate. 50%. 50% extrovert, 50% introvert, forever in search of the perfect Skins moment.
Okay, so I took all of that mm-hmm. and I summed it up. A spunky blue hair in her late 30s who loves calling bingo at senior centers and eating dinner at 4:30. I'm as comfortable binging Netflix for days as I am hunting estate sales for that perfect relic from the ancient days of yore.
That's good. That's real good.
I was able to get all of those descriptions in that those sentences there.
That's actually really good. Hmm. All right. Maybe this won't hurt so bad. What am I doing with my life is the next question on the dating profile. What I wrote was working in the entertainment business, trying to make people laugh, searching for the meaning of life, which is true, and being the best person that I can be, trying to make my parents proud.
Did you copy and paste that from a template?
Yeah, the template of my soul. Hmm? What?
That sounds like the most generic thing you could possibly write.
So what did you rewrite for what am I doing with my life on my dating profile?
All right. Actually making a living in the entertainment business, doing what I absolutely love.
Okay.
Deep conversations are a rare and wonderful thing that I am constantly looking for more of, and I'm still trying to make my parents proud.
Okay, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
That's way better.
Yeah, you're getting that emotion out.
Also, can we please talk about how conversations are questions that two people ask each other? All I get are the girls when they do, the very few ones, are the ones that rather than chat, it's like an interview. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, how are you? Good.
Anything?
Yeah. It's like they're trying out for American Idol. Like, me. All right, we'll keep going. I am very impressed with what you have done with my dating profile so far. 6 things I could never do without. This is my list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you updated it. My list says, my cat, Blanche Devereaux, with a hashtag. Yes, I hashtagged my dating profile. That's me. Family and friends, Taylor Swift, cellular telephone device, internet, and coffee. That's 6 things that I can never do without. What did you update?
All right. I've had more conversations that I'm willing to admit to with my, and would be unable to cope without my cat.
It's true.
And my family and friends, of course. And I wouldn't call myself a cat lady, but Grey Gardens is probably my future.
What the hell?
People who will get that will laugh, and you'll attract that certain person who knows cats and loves cats and won't be opposed to that in their future.
Buzz Family, Grey Gardens is a documentary of these two ladies that had it all, and then they just kind of let it all dry up and ended up being cat ladies, and they are related to Jackie O. And so in the cat lady world, Grey Gardens is, it's not the end goal, but it's like for the most part where we all go.
Yeah.
Like we're like, screw everyone. I don't want to be in love. Let's all just get a mansion. Let it go to hell and have a bunch of cats. That's called Grey Gardening.
Sounds great.
Great.
And of course, I had to include the T-Swizzle in your life because that is a major important factor.
Mm-hmm.
T-Swizzle is my life. She is everything I dream of at night.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find me going off the grid anytime soon, especially if it's far from a Starbucks, just in case Taylor Swift gets my number. See?
Could you imagine? I hear she has a Nashville number.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, that's good. That's
See?
Good.
That kind of works.
Yeah. That doesn't scare people off with the, as I call it, appreciation for Taylor Swift, not an obsession.
And that way, the people who like to go camping will kind of be like, oh, she doesn't really like to do that, so that you're going to eliminate those people.
I hate camping.
See?
Walking out to my car, I call camping. That's camping.
Man. So you're not going to go camp with in the Denver mountains with me?
Oh, hell no.
Not even once?
No. Oh, I hate camping. I'm not a camper. All right, so the next thing on my dating profile, got a couple more left. I spend a lot of time thinking about... I loved this. You can die in a fire.
Oh.
I wrote, I spend a lot of time thinking about, quote, if my cat truly loves me or if it's Stockholm syndrome. Now, somebody that gets that is somebody that I would date.
Okay, I'm going to give you that one.
Oh.
I kept that because it was, I couldn't change that into a way that described it in your witty way, which kudos to you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Because Stockholm syndrome is when you capture someone and then they just they love you because you've captured them, and it's like a mind game. That's why I think that it's very interesting. If my cat truly loves me, or is it because I captured him and I feed him all the time?
Hmm.
The most private thing that I'm willing to admit, I don't want to read this one. Can we just go to
No, we've got to go. No, no.
The most private thing I'm willing to admit, this really is. I do horrible when it comes to dating apps. I think I have an in-person personality, but that doesn't really translate with the apps. Any tips would help, because I'm telling you, like, werewolves are the people that swipe on me. Like literal werewolves.
Hmm. Let me change that slightly for you. With dating apps, I'm an acquired taste, but I promise I'm worth it.
All right, you did a great job. I'm going to update my profile.
Do it.
I'm going to update it with this, and we'll see what happens.
You're going to get flooded with responses.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
The dichotomy of what just happened in the studio,
mm-hmm.
what we've both been working on for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Very different.
Mm-hmm.
It's the difference between being the host and the co-host of the show.
Yeah.
While you were working on the news that we're going to be doing in 10 minutes, I was updating my dating profile.
Finally.
With what you said. So we'll see where that goes.
Are you already buzzing with notifications?
No, I literally just put it down from updating my profile with everything that you wrote. But thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It was better. So we'll see what kind of werewolves swipe on me today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about it tomorrow around this time. But we have a $50 gift card to Charlie Hooper's.
Where's that?
In Brookside. Oh, my God. It's good. It's very good. They have great burgers there. And this is part of KC Restaurant Week. Every day for the next 2 weeks, we're giving out a $50 gift card to one of the restaurants that's taking part in KC Restaurant Week. And this one is Charlie Hooper's.
Sweet. Yes, this is in Brookside on 63rd Street.
I know. It's so good. Mm. The burgers. I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about. I've eaten here. It's very good. Get the burger. I mean,
any specific burger?
Any. They're any all burger. Very good. If you're a burger person, this is good. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff at Charlie Hooper's, too. But all information about KC Restaurant Week, 965thebuzz.com. And if you would like this $50 gift card. Good morning. How are you, caller two?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I'm so amazing.
Glad you're so happy. I mean, this is how I feel about free food, too.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to someone.
Okay, Mom.
That's even better than winning. Is getting just to talk to you for a second. Oh my gosh, you're so cool.
What? Who is this? Did I pay off one of my friends? Because there's no way that this is like genuine.
I don't know. I work downtown, and so I get to listen to the radio now. I discovered your show, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so cool.
Oh my God, I love you.
No,
do you like hamburgers?
I love hamburgers.
Okay, all right. Awesome. Well, this couldn't go to a better person.
Jordan Silver and friends, news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher Minders, mm-hmm. you are Mr. Newsman. Tell us what's going on. What is this Burger King plant thing?
So they have a new plant-based burger called the Rebel Burger.
Okay.
But vegans are not happy about it because it's cooked on the same grill as the regular beef patties.
So it would be vegan if they didn't cook it in
correct.
The same spot? Oh.
Yeah, the spokesperson for the Vegan Society said this was a missed opportunity, and Burger King responded saying, this isn't for vegetarians or for vegans, it's for flexitarians who are looking to cut meat from their diet.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Celebrating labels or non-labels or whatever. You want to be a flexitarian, you be a flexitarian.
You do it.
You go, Glenn Coco. What else is going on in the news?
Well, tomorrow is Elvis's birthday.
Okay.
So Knuckleheads is going to have an Elvis impersonation concert. Not contest, concert.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, January 18th, which is next Saturday, 8 mm-hmm. p.m., for $18.
No way!
I kind of want to go to that.
And perform? Or
well,
could you do an Elvis?
I would love to perform as Elvis. I'd have to maybe do the whole costume and everything, but yeah. I think I could do it.
I think you can get one at those like Spirit Halloween stores.
Yeah. As long
everything's
as
like 99 cents there
yeah,
now.
Yeah. As long as I can lip sync, I think I'd be pretty entertaining.
Oh, okay. Hey, is there a prize?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, that's pretty cool. So mm-hmm. if you're an Elvis fan, next Tuesday?
Next Saturday. January 18th.
At Knuckleheads, great venue. All right, what else is going on in the news?
Kane Tanaka is celebrating her 117th birthday.
French.
She was born in 1903.
That's what I was going to get my phone for the calculator for.
Yeah. She was officially the oldest person last year, and since she's still alive, she's still the oldest person, and she will be the oldest person until she dies.
They put something in the water or something with the older generation right now that they are living that long, but I swear to you, we're never going to make it to like 50.
No, I bet you our generation barely makes it to 70.
I'm fine with that because I don't have the savings for 70 at all.
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
I thought we knew everything about each other, Chris.
We're still discovering things.
I learned yesterday that you are not a Star Wars nerd.
Correct.
Which
surprised you?
Yeah. Egg on my face. That was, I figured you looked like one, and so that's where I took it. And you should never judge a book by its cover.
I was going to say, what about me made you thought that I like Star Wars?
Have you looked in the mirror? Have you looked in the mirror? Right. You're right. You know, and I know you as a human being, you don't like Star Wars. Something that you learned about me that you didn't know.
Yeah, you like figure skating.
I know way too much about figure skating.
How'd you get into that?
Watching it on the TV. I don't know. I don't know. I'm so girly.
Mm-hmm.
I know I look like this, but I am so girly on the inside that, you know, fluffy figure skating, that is my ish. I can tell you what a triple sow cow double toe loop is. I know way too much about the 1994 Olympics in Lillehammer, which is the one that Nancy Kerrigan got mm-hmm. second place in. But this is actually great news. One of the songs that we play on the Buzz is now part of the first ever same-sex ice skating dance. Because it was a few years ago that they finally let people use modern music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, in the figure skating community.
Is unheard of.
Well, it's just like, is it good? Is it good to like?
What normally songs do they use for the
classic?
Ice
you know, classic music.
Like Brahms and Bach and. Or,
sure.
Okay.
You know that like violin-y crap, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But they just changed it so that the last Olympics, you were able to skate to music that was modern.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Which, I mean, for me, I'm so, if it were me, I would do like Bodies from Driving Home.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Just like the Bodies. Anyway, so it is one of our bands, one of our songs that we play here on the Buzz that you definitely know, Buzz fam, that is part of this first same-sex ice skating dance. This is really exciting and progressive and amazing news.
Mm-hmm.
So a UK show called Dancing on Ice, which is basically like Dancing with the Stars here in the United States.
Okay.
But it's on ice and it's in the UK.
And dancing on ice just means the figure skating routines. No, they're not like dancing, right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. And that's also the name of the UK show. Well, two men, couple skated together to Panic at the Disco's High Hopes.
Aw.
Yeah, that's
how
our
sweet.
Song. Yeah, totally. You know, I love it. Like, get rid of all the gender stereotypes
mm-hmm.
completely. We don't need that. You know, I was watching the Olympics last time, and I was I was seeing the man and the woman kind of skating around, and you know they're getting ready to do a throw.
Yeah.
You know, where the woman gets up in the air and gets thrown 500 feet, and then they catch her. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know how they do that.
Everybody has seen it. I'm like, wow, it is way scarier to be a female figure skater in a couples group than the males.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen them where the male will grab, like, the woman's legs and just spin around, and she's just, like, her head is 2 inches above the ice.
I'm always afraid their ice skate's going to slice their neck open. I'm kind of waiting for that, but
it's
never happened yet.
Bounce their damn heads
yeah.
off of the ice? Like, they're spinning around at 350 miles an hour.
It's terrifying.
Anyway, when I was watching it the last time that the Olympics were on, I was like, you know what? I hope that in my lifetime, I, Jordan Silver, get to see the moment in Olympic history when a couple, a male and a female, are skating together. Then they go to do a throw,
mm-hmm.
and they throw the man instead.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at Jordin Silver.
I have an unhealthy relationship with my cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't do anything, and I don't like do anything. I just like when he goes, I'm gonna go. I love him so much.
You've got that pact, yeah.
Yeah, we've lived together for 12 years,
which is a long time.
He has never paid rent once. The son of a. That's me then. But, I mean, when he gets sick, it freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
And pets, you know, don't normally get very sick. There's sometimes he'll sneeze, and I'll be like, oh my God, this morning, he was literally in my face, breathing and kind of wheezing, and I was like, what's wrong?
Oh, no.
Like, I will give you my liver. What do you need? What mm-hmm. do you need?
Hmm.
But that's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And though he is basically my child, he's not a child.
Correct.
And you have been sick for a little bit.
Yeah, I've got a low-grade fever kind of thing. I feel like a stripper on a Monday at noon.
What? A stripper on a Monday at noon?
Yeah, because I feel like most of them are running low-grade fevers.
Why?
Because you're at a strip club working on Monday at noon.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. Let's move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
I love strip clubs. But this is your little Cora was born in September?
September 30th.
September 30th. And this is your first baby.
Mm-hmm.
And is she fragile? Like, what is, you know what I mean?
I've become more accustomed. I'm not afraid to like toss her around, or I'm throwing her up in the air and catching her.
Oh,
and
I hate that.
Which is freaks Alex out completely.
Yes, your wife, I would kill. Yeah. I would kill you too.
But no, I can't believe how much every day I love her more. Like, I don't even know, like, yesterday I had her, the amount of love that I had for her, now it's more. I didn't know that was even possible. I know they talk about the parents' love as, oh, once you receive a child, you'll finally understand, and damn it, they're right.
Damn straight. I can't wait till when she's 18, and we're still doing this. And I can play back for her the time that you, before she was born, and you hadn't made the emotional connection yet, you compared her to an armoire. That's like my armoire over there, but it's like my armoire. Mm-hmm. It's my armoire. At one point, he did that, BuzzFam. But she's so little. It's a little fragile. And, you know, like, I know that you're not feeling well, but you said that she caught your cough?
I don't know if it's mine, but well, I'm the only one coughing around the house.
Then it's yours.
And so we were in bed yesterday, and Alex was holding her up, and she said, I think Alex may be getting something. I'm like, why? What are you seeing there? And all of a sudden, Cora does a little, I'm like, no! And she, the terror that overcame my body is like, this human is not going to be perfect forever, and there's going to be moments where they become sick, and when they're young babies, they're even having a harder time because their perfect little bodies haven't developed to the harsh world yet.
And you gave it to her. What a horrible dad.
Quiet.
What
Stop
a horrible
it.
Dad.
Don't bring
you
that up.
You gave your baby a cough.
We can't confirm that. There was many
yes,
other
up.
Children around at the holidays that they may have.
You got the cough. The baby got the cough. Nobody else in the family got the cough? You gave him the cough. Anyway, but regardless, how is your wife taking it? This is the first time your baby's ever been semi-sick.
Yeah, because we did the, I was like, well, I felt her forehead
mm-hmm.
was warm, but definitely not where it's like alarming. And so I will take her temperature, and it was only like 99.4.
Okay.
Which is on the teetering of you need to do a few more to average it out and everything, but she never got above 100. So that's kind of the, I guess I heard the warning indicator.
Yeah.
Once you get 100, you need to take them to, like, the emergency room, which is like, I can't take my baby to the emergency room.
Yes, you can. Oh. And I know you will. One day you'll be like, hey, can't come in. Mm-hmm. Baby's sick. We're at the hospital.
I was afraid that was going to be this morning, but we gave her a little bit of that Tylenol, which is, do you know how you give babies Tylenol?
In the butt?
No.
Okay.
They've got a little.
Oh, my God, we're on the radio.
They give you a little, like a plastic syringe that you put into a bottle and you have to suck it out. And it's just like the doctors with the real things. And I feel so medical and I love it.
And she's feeling better?
I haven't got any reports from Alex.
Okay,
she
good.
Said she was going to text me if she was going to the hospital and she hasn't. So I think we're okay. But hopefully her little gets better. But it's so terrifying and adorable, her little cough.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. And she can't obviously speak, so she can't tell you what's wrong. You got to figure
it
out.
She just coos and smiles and coughs.
What would be the point that you would then take her to the hospital?
Once she reached, I think, 100, like, mm-hmm. 0.5, we definitely say, let's give our nurse a call, whoever mm-hmm. that is. I don't even know. Alex knows.
Yes.
But give her a call and then see if we need to come in, which I'm sure they'll recommend her
right.
coming in.
Right. I'm glad you've got that point, you know, and all that stuff figured out. I mean, it's got to be so scary. It's got to be so scary.
Horrifying.
They're just like, oh, I wish I could just fix you.
There's nothing I can do. Like, can I just, like, replace your blood? Let me do what I can do. But
okay, please don't do that. I know we're still talking to the same creepy Chris Minders who had basement cheese,
mm-hmm.
but please don't replace her blood. Your wife would not like
I've that. Heard transfusions are one of the best way to regain your youth, and what better way to start to regain someone's youth than at a three-month-old.
George Washington died from bloodletting. Look it up, BuzzFam. It's the truth. One day I was watching a documentary on George Washington, and I was like, how did this mother effer die?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know that stuff. So I did bloodletting, because that was what they did back then when you were sick. They swapped blood, which, not anything that we would do today.
Well, they also didn't have a great understanding of the whole germ concept back then either.
Right, right. Yeah, obviously you don't either because you gave your baby a cough.
How dare you?
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Chris, remember when we went to Harrah's Casino?
Yeah.
And
the movie?
What? No, when we actually bet
okay.
on
yeah.
stuff, remember?
Yeah, and you lost it quicker than you could say $20.
Well, let's be real here. I put the $20 in the machine, and you kept pulling the handle.
So who's the bad luck? No, I asked if I could.
Yeah, you asked if you could. To me, you're the one with the bad luck.
A real person creates their own luck.
Well, you don't have any good luck because we didn't win any money. $20 went so fast at Harrah's.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap. You were like, boom, 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 and then we were done.
You can't even. I thought we would maybe get, you know, a 10, 20, 30 minutes of enjoyment, but we barely had 10, 20 seconds of enjoyment. Goes by so quickly. And you try to do the pennies, make it last longer, but then you don't win anything.
Right. Yeah. You're like, I won 3 cents. I just spent $4. I won 5 cents. This is going on forever. It's like a slow death, the penny slots. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I have really bad luck. And I know that. That's why I have limits to my gambling at all. I don't even go to the casino because I have horrible luck with gambling. It's just like, hey, why don't I instead just give this money to somebody who needs it rather than just sticking it in a machine? Because it's not like I'm going to win anything. And I'm bringing this up because it's a new year for the Buzz.
2020.
Lots of new stuff is going on. Very excited about it. And so Laszlo wants to do like a town hall meeting for everybody that works at the Buzz.
Okay.
You were there for that. Please tell me. Were you zoning out?
I was trying to pay attention.
Okay. Yeah. I know. You zone out real fast. One day we'll try you with the ADD medicine, but... Yeah, he wants to do a town hall. This is what you do. You gather the troops, you create a plan.
Yeah.
This is what every business does and does right. And so he asked us yesterday what day of the week next week would be good for this meeting. And I don't know if you remember, but I told him I couldn't do Fridays.
I do remember.
Because now I have therapy on Fridays.
You switched it from Wednesdays to not Fridays.
Correct. Well, yesterday I was looking at my calendar. And there's another day that I absolutely cannot do.
What?
It's Wednesdays. But here's the thing. I don't know if I should tell him or just wait. Because here's the thing. I have such bad luck. And I know I'm saying this on the radio, but there's no way that he's listening. It's 8:41. He's probably still sleeping.
I think I know where you're going with this.
That it's going to be Wednesday. I know he's going to set it for Wednesday if I don't say, oh, I can't do this. But I feel bad because now there's 2 days next week. Like, am I not a team player here because there's 2 days next week? Why wouldn't I got to go fix my brain?
Initially, you're like, yeah, all week's going to be fine, but what? Not Friday, not Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, all right, this Jordan Silver is not a team player because she can't, like, not do her stuff. Like, what is the thing that you need to do that's so important on Wednesday? I'm telling you, if you knew, then you would agree.
What is it, Jordan?
I don't want to tell you.
Tell me. No one else is listening. It's just me and you.
Laser hair removal.
That's not funny.
No. And you know what you cannot do after you do laser hair removal?
What?
Go back to work. I mean, you can, but like your face is
all... Oh.
And it's like every place where there's a hair growing out of your face, there's bumps and stuff.
Your skin will be swollen.
Yeah. Like, do I really need to have like a... Show up to
the, I'm going to text Laszlo now to request it for Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, I show up to the staff meeting with like a red skin beard. I'm like, hi guys. Hey, 2020. It's going to be a great year.
Jordan Silver and friends.
I had to go to bed when she was playing, when Kay Flay was playing our Christmas show, the first show. I missed that part.
That sucks.
I know. I got to see it on Instagram through all the members of the Buzz family, which was great.
That's one of my favorite things to do is go through the Snapchats and Instagram stories and see the concert again from their perspective.
Yeah, which is usually much, much closer than we can get. I remember when the greeting committee played their hometown show. It was in November-ish. It was in the winter. It was so cold outside. It was like below zero. And there were people waiting outside of the Truman all day with blankets, just to see the greeting committee.
Oh, that's impressive.
They brought the biggest crowd to Boulevardia. People showed up at noon to see the greeting committee. They're a great local band. And their show at Uptown Theater sold out. I had Addie on the show before the break. And she was telling me that planning out the hometown show is literally what she does every single night before she goes to bed. She lays her head down on the pillow and goes, all right, this is what we're going to do. So it's going to be awesome. And these tickets are hella sold out. And we've got a couple pairs of them.
To give out?
Yeah, to
give
out.
Right now?
No. Oh. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Wednesday, Jordan Silver and Friends, 7:30. I've got a game for us to play.
Is it a fun one?
Actually, I've got a game for Buzz Family to play. If you want these tickets, you should probably know about the greeting committee. I'll give you a little less than 24 hours to do your studying. Other than that, how are you?
Swell.
We haven't figured out our thing to say goodbye yet. I just realized that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what that was.
Yeah.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.